The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm thinking 2 weeks is just too long between the NFL Super Bowl and the championship games. I got a couple reasons in my head as to why this is. First and foremost, way too much time for us in the media to make up and think about and create these crazy stories as to why a team might have gone out there and whooped another team's butt. I think this Deflategate thing is complete nonsense. I have never seen, I've never talked about something more bizarre in my life. The way that Tom Brady likes to have his football is the way that Tom Brady likes to have his football. I do not think this dude is cheating. I'm tired of watching people tell me that this guy's body language tells me he's lying and he's a cheater. Bottom line is, dude prepares himself and competes more and better than just about anybody out on a football field. We're going to dive into that, obviously. Tons of things to talk about, but that seems to be a huge topic. Jeff Rich with me. We'll get to him in just a moment on the other side. But a lot of things to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Let's get into this Deflategate. Let's get into a lot of things. Super Bowl's right around the corner, man. Tons of things to talk about. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
So can you answer right now, is Tom Brady a cheater?
I don't believe so. I mean, I feel like I've always played within the rules. I would never do anything to break the rules. You know, I didn't alter the ball in any way. I have a process that I go through before every game where I go in and I pick the balls that I want to, the footballs that I want to use for the game. When I pick those footballs out, at that point, you know, to me, they're perfect. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that.
Alrighty, welcome back. If you didn't know, Tom Brady talking about how he likes to have his footballs. And in all honesty, I know that, at least to me, Jeff, this is more of a big deal because it's Bill Belichick, it's the New England Patriots, and they've had some issues in the past with Spygate. So I don't think it's wrong for people to kind of go at them in a little bit of a different direction. However, I happen to think that this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever talked about when it comes to sports. And to see people talking about Tom Brady's body language and this and that and the other. Look, I got news for you. I think Tom Brady competes and he prepares himself better than 95 to 99% of the rest of the league. So to say that the guy is a cheater or to even bring it up and to put it out there, I think is somewhat terrible, to be honest with you. And for people to attack him, and look, again, I understand the Belichick thing. However, on this one, I thought Belichick sounded pretty darn clear, pretty confident, and whether people want to say he has – it's bizarre that he doesn't know what's going on because he's such a control freak and this and that and the other. Look, the bottom line is he's not throwing the passes. So I guess I kind of understand him saying, look, I have no clue as to what happens to these balls when after Tom looks at them and they decide that they're okay and they put their stamp on them. I have no problem with what Bill Belichick said. I have no problem with what Tom Brady said, to be honest with you, Jeff. I think people, again, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, a lot of time, we need to develop stories, we need to have some things to go on, and this is just a product of 2 weeks between the Super Bowl and the championship games. Your thoughts, Jeff? And by the way, good morning, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, first of all, good morning. I hope you're doing well. You know, there's a big void in our Sunday that we haven't felt since late August with no real football going on. We know that there's the All-Star exhibition going on out in Glendale Sunday evening. But, you know, with this whole thing, you know, it's bad enough when everybody, you know, when all your friends think, you know, try to pose themselves off as analysts of sports and experts on the game. Now they're crossing over into the medical and forensics field, reading body language, doing things you never knew that your friends were capable of. And that's just, not just my friends, but the general public.
Sure.
I think I'm right there with you, and I don't know that, you know, I don't know if it's going to make for compelling radio with when we're in such utter agreement here. But, you know, this is a thing that I think that Belichick came off as genuine – I think that Brady came off as genuine. And unless they came out and said that I cheated, nobody was going to be satisfied because, like you said, we have this two-week void between a great championship weekend, even though the Patriots-Colts game wasn't exactly exciting in the end, and the big game, the Super Bowl. And it's just you have to make up stories. And this is just such a fun story to play with because, like you said, there is the precedent with the videotaping back in 2007. Belichick isn't friendly at his press conferences. People are looking for flaws in Tom Brady. The Patriots haven't won anything, haven't won a title in over 10 years. So, we're just looking to fill the void. And, if it's about Aaron Balls, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And our colleague in the second hour here, Fred Wallen, when this story first broke on Monday or Tuesday, he said it perfectly. If there's a problem, it's on the refs. Because who handles the ball between every play? It's not like the play ends, the receiver, it's not like a pickup game in your backyard where you just toss the ball to the center or the quarterback with the imaginary center and you start the next play. The referee literally handles the ball between every play. And if this was such an egregious of a difference in PSI, then wouldn't Walt Anderson and his crew have noticed and seen it and said, maybe something's up? And then, you say that the story started with DeQuell Jackson intercepting the ball the first time the Colts would have touched the Patriots' offensive balls. And, now he claims that he didn't say anything at all. So this whole thing is really suspicious. And I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back to Ryan Grigson, just making things up or blowing the whistle because they thought that this was going on during their regular season game a couple months ago.
Couple thoughts here. First and foremost, you mentioned Bill Belichick, and in all honesty, I'm not a Bill Belichick guy. Obviously, we know about what's happened in the past, and Spygate is Spygate, so it is what it is. That was real. I like the way that he handled things. You said that normally he's quiet and doesn't have much to say. He was pretty candid about this whole thing. He took the bull by the horns, if you will, if you ask me. And I was relatively impressed with the way that Bill Belichick went about this. He talked about it. He wasn't shy. And in all honesty, it sounded to me like what he was saying was pretty darn truthful. Again, we're doing things that we're not supposed to do. We're judging people's body language. We're talking about how people are responding on a microphone, how they're reacting and whatnot. So, again, I'm not a professional at that, and I will never say I am. However, he sounded awfully believable to the Dorfman into what he was saying. So I'm going to give Bill Belichick a pass on this one. Here's the thing. If I'm Tom Brady, here's the way I would have come out, Jeff, and I think he would have shut a lot of people up right away. Tom Brady comes out and he says, this is how I like my ball. If it's 12.5 PSIs, that's the way that I like the ball to be. If for some reason throughout the game, because Gronkowski spikes it or due to the weather or whatever, just playing the game, the ball happens to go below that 12.5 PSIs, I can't make this stuff up. It is what it is. Maybe in that sense, he just needs to have the ball with more air to start in general. So, again, to him, the perfect ball is 12.5 PSIs. And, again, who's to say that throughout the game that because of weather it's too cold or because Gronkowski goes out there and spikes the ball? And, again, that comment, if you ask me, totally taken out of context. When he says he likes playing with deflated balls and when Gronkowski spikes the ball, it takes a little air out. That to me is people taking things way too far and changing what he's saying. I think he was just saying in a competitive spirit and kind of joking, to be honest with you, if it's me. He likes to take a little air out of the ball by having him spike it. Look, the bottom line is I think he's talking about him scoring touchdowns and people are taking it a little too serious. Again, I would never, ever say that Tom Brady is a cheater. And I think that people asking him that question, that's a little ridiculous. And if you expect the guy to say, yeah, I'm a cheater, I think you're very sorely mistaken. Nobody is ever going to come out and say that. Think about all the people that have cheated. They tell us first and foremost, no, I don't cheat. But in this case, I think we're splitting hairs is what I'm really trying to say. And it's somewhat disappointing that we have to manufacture stuff like this. And guys like Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith can talk about it for hours and hours and hours on hand. I don't get it, Jeff. I really don't get it, man. On the other side, we're going to shift gears. We're going to bring in John Poulter, our professor of sports. Talk some baseball, talk a little hockey. I saw some staggering numbers that he threw out there on Twitter, but anyways, a lot to talk about. Tons of things going on in my mind. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. More to come. John Poulter on the other side. Keep it close. Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Myline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or @ Dorf on Sports. J Jeff, just so you know, in about 15 minutes or so, we'll talk to John Poulter here in just a second. But in about 15 minutes or so, we're going to hook up with big-time Patriot fan, comedian, friend of mine, Justin McKinney. Not sure if you know who he is, but you may have seen him on Comedy Central. Guy's been all over the map as far as comedy goes, but also a huge sports fan, obviously a diehard Patriot fan. So we're going to hook up with him, talk to him about this Deflategate thing, and kind of sort it out a little bit. But before we do that, we're going to hook up with none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing real well, thanks. How about the two of you this morning?
No complaints. Another beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun. Going to be somewhere around 80 degrees, so we are not complaining.
I'll trade with you. It's 12 degrees here, and with the wind chill, it's minus 20. So if you want to do a quick exchange, I'm happy to do it.
No, not at all, man. I left that stuff years ago. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, John, I'm just grateful that we don't have to talk about where Max Scherzer will land. We don't have to speculate.
Isn't that nice?
And that's probably the nicest thing about this Sunday morning.
Yeah. Guys, before we get started, just want to quickly touch on something that was a loose end from last week about the Randy Johnson Hall of Fame issue.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, many of us do agree that, you know, primarily we think of him as a Mariner, where, you know, he threw a no-hitter in 90. But, you know, his World Series win and his perfect game were both as Diamondbacks. And although we think of him primarily as a Mariner, ironically, he's not the Mariners franchise leader in wins. That is Jamie Moyer with 145. Johnson only won 130. And I think the other thing we need to keep in mind here is that while the player has some input, the final decision is made by Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame. So maybe we should be looking at that process as opposed to what Johnson thinks here.
Well, and not only that, let me just say another thing here, too, is that I think that Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling kind of was the blueprint for a lot of other ball clubs that you could have two aces and get it done with two great pitchers. I think that that was kind of the start of where you'd go after that great 1-2 punch. And there's something to be said about being a trendsetter for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, to get back to the Johnson thing, you know, there's been lots of players that have played for two teams, and in some of cases it's a no-brainer. I mean, you think of guys like Hank Aaron, Paul Molitor, Harmon Killebrew. I mean, no-brainers as to what hat they wear. But I think the closest parallel I can think of in recent times to the Johnson situation is maybe Gary Carter. And Carter's personal choice was to go in as a Met, and I suspect that was likely for endorsement reasons. But the Hall decided he should go in as an Expo, and I think that's easier to fathom since he played, you know, 67% of his career games as an Expo, and at least 67% of his hits, homers, and RBIs were an Expo. So I think that's probably an easier decision. Be interesting to know what Johnson's preference was on this. I haven't seen anything as to what that might be. I don't know whether you guys might have been in that market.
I mean, all I know is that he is going in as a D-back, and again, a lot of his early success with the Seattle Mariners, but ultimately the perfect game, the World Series championship, the blueprint, like I said, for him and Schilling being that 1-2 punch when you go out and get a couple of aces. I don't know. I guess I think we're splitting hairs on a lot of things, and this may be just another one of those things we're splitting hairs on. Something that I don't think we're going to split hairs on, though, fellas, Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, passes away at 83. Obviously a very sad day for baseball. John, talk about the significance of this man for Major League Baseball.
Well, very sad to see somebody go, especially a class athlete such as Ernie Banks, and a guy that meant so much to not only the Cubs and the city of Chicago, but also to Major League Baseball in general. And he's kind of a nice throwback to the days when we didn't have to worry about huge contracts and free agents and PEDs and all of that kind of stuff. In some ways... excuse me, it's kind of ironic that he passes away in a year where there's so much hype about how good the Cubs will be and how they may possibly finally turn into a winning team after 100 and some years being sort of out in the wilderness. If the Cubs do anything this year successfully, I think it will be very ironic that it happens in the year that a guy who is well known across the country, and especially in the city of Chicago, as Mr. Cub passes away. Ironic, I guess, is perhaps not the right word. Sad might be a better word, but certainly an interesting point for discussion.
Yeah, I mean, again, just a very significant guy when it comes to the Major League Baseball in general. You know, you don't get called Mr. Cub for nothing.
Nope.
Obviously, a pretty important guy to the city of Chicago and the Chicago Cubs. Jeff, what do you have to say about Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub?
Well, you know, I'm married to a pretty diehard Cubs fan, the girl that didn't come out of the womb in 1982 until after her mom could watch opening day. So this was a story that hit this household pretty hard. There were tears, and you know, you think of Ernie Banks, as you guys have said, Mr. Cub, and there's only a handful of players that you associate one player with a rich storied franchise. Ted Williams with the Red Sox, Babe Ruth comes to mind, even though he's multiple teams. But I'm on the north side, as it is across Major League Baseball, or a sad weekend anyway. And you have to think that this just kind of goes to the Cubs in their 2015 season, all the hype that already surrounds them, playing with, Ernie Banks, the ghost of Let's Play 2, out there in the friendly confines. And I think that it's going to be a very special season for Cubs fans. It already was, but this is going to make it even more special. You look around, you go to spring training games here. Cubs fans, as you guys know, I'm sure, Cubs fans treat regular season games and spring training games like they're Game 7 of the World Series because they just like being there. But you look around the stands and you see a lot of number 10 jerseys for Ron Santo, and you also see a lot of number 14 jerseys, even though a majority of Cubs fans never had the privilege of seeing either of them play. So I think that this is going to be huge. I think that this is going to be very special to Cubs fans, and it's a little bit melancholy, but it also adds to the intrigue of the 2015 Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I was exchanging emails yesterday with a friend of mine who lives in Nova Scotia, and he's an avid baseball fan, not particularly a Cubs fan, but a baseball fan, and he's of my generation. And his comment was, can you imagine the contract that this guy might have been able to get today if he put up the numbers like he did in today's market, if he put up those numbers today that were the numbers he put up in the 1955 to 1960 range, where he out-homered over those 5 years Hank Aaron and Willie Mays. Makes you wonder what kind of a dollar he could earn today in today's market.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And since we're going down that road, we only got a couple minutes left here, John. What are you hearing about Bud Selig wanting to take this game overseas?
Well, I guess it's been a story for a number of years. Is it because we're running out of good markets here? Is it because we want to see the league expand further? I really don't think that expansion is the answer, quite frankly. There's already a dearth of talent, in terms of where we are today than where we were 20 years ago and certainly 30 years ago. I can see a lot of complications with going elsewhere overseas unless you're going to put multiple teams in. You can't have a team going to Japan or Europe for a 3 or a 4 or a 5-game series. That just makes no sense. And, you put a team in, I'm just going to pick a city here, say Tokyo. You put a team in Tokyo and, a road trip to the U.S. and Canada might be 7, 8, 9, 10 series. Do you want to have these guys flying all over the world just for the sake of playing 2 or 3 baseball series? To me, it doesn't make sense, but obviously, it's a business proposition. There's money to be made in the broadcast and the media, so perhaps there's some truth to it. personally, I hope it does not happen in my lifetime. It's not something I would like to see. I think the game is already spread too thin. I'm not sure there's any more markets in North America that could support a Major League Baseball team. I still think Montreal might do well if it had a second chance. But, you know, as a Canadian, I guess I'm sort of a little bit biased there when I see how badly some of the other teams are doing attendance-wise. But other than that, I really don't see a market in North America. I think we're fine just the way that we are, and frankly, I hope it stays that way.
Well, and not only that, to kind of further your point, we're up against the break, so I hear the music. Think about what happened when they sent those guys to Australia. It's messed up the Dodgers pretty good for a while, so I agree 100%. It's just not something that I see making sense either. John,
all about
as always.
Dollars.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about money. John, appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
You betcha. Talk to you next week, guys. Take care.
Sounds good. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. We'll be right back with Justin McKinney, comedian, entertainer. He's going to break it down for us about what's going on with Deflategate and those New England Patriots. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews of today's stars and past sports legends is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Players, managers, coaches, broadcasters, commissioners, and owners talk about their teams, games, careers, unforgettable moments, and disappointments in this unique collection of original full-length interviews. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Ray Lucas joins us on Sports Byline. Ray, let's go back and talk a little bit about your career.
Quarterback in the NFL, sustained some serious injuries. I was taking the pain pills. I was feeling pretty good. I stopped taking them, and I found myself on the floor, shaking, stomach ache, flu-like symptoms. That was my first taste of withdrawal.
It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. You can too, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. at By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. Just waiting for Justin McKinney. Should be any minute here, so he'll get on to us when he can. But again, big-time Patriot fan. I'm not sure if you know who he is, if you've seen his Comedy Central stuff, but obviously all over the map when it comes to comedy and stand-up and whatnot, and a huge Patriot fan. So he'll get to us in just a moment or so. But, Jeff, we haven't talked about it, and it's been obviously something that I'm avoiding to a certain degree, but, I mean, it is what it is. The Seattle Seahawks are playing the New England Patriots, and interesting how both of these teams got there. You know, Seattle had some struggles early in the season. People were talking about them not making the playoffs. Obviously, that was so untrue. They came and they saw and they kicked everybody's butt and held that home field advantage pretty well. Green Bay Packers scared them for quite a bit, I got to say it. And they were probably their own worst enemy in that football game, Jeff, because they had it in all practicality and in every shape, way, form you can imagine. That was their football game that they should have won. But the heart, the desire, the determination of Russell Wilson and the guts of Pete Carroll. And that's interesting to me is we're not hearing much about Pete Carroll. It's very quiet about him in this 2-week period. Not hearing a lot about Russell Wilson and the fantastic job that he did when the guy had no business going out there and winning a football game. He goes out there and when the biggest time in the game, he goes out there and he makes a huge play. And I think it's pretty impressive the run that Seattle had. Then you look at New England, on the other hand, you know, they were solid throughout the whole season. You know, the AFC, if you ask me, wasn't as competitive as it should have been. Denver wasn't as good as they were last year. Indianapolis, yeah, they've improved, but obviously a huge gap between them and the Patriots. So just interesting how both of these teams, Jeff, got there, to say the least. Seattle in the way that they did it, and New England just steady the way that they did it.
Well, you know, it's hard. You know, there's always that conversation after any big game, whether the winners won or the losers lost, especially when there's something of an upset or a big comeback like there was in Seattle. And, you know, quite frankly, I looked at that, you know, from an unbiased point of view, and I look at it as the Packers simply didn't finish. They didn't finish drives when Seattle gave them opportunities, when they turned over the ball, and they didn't finish the game. You know, and I think the epitome of all of that is Morgan Burnett probably having a chance to at least give the Green Bay offense a good chance to score if he doesn't take it back himself. And he fell down as if the game was over. So the Packer, you know, at least one Green Bay Packer, in my opinion, thought that they'd already won the game. You know, over in the AFC, it was just the Patriots forcing their will on the Colts. I thought the Colts kind of squeaked by. They took advantage of a bad game by Peyton Manning. They played a team that probably wasn't a real playoff caliber team in Cincinnati, and the Patriots just showed why they're the number one seed. I thought that both teams in different ways showed why they were the number one seeds and, you know, how regular season success translates into playoff success.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if you heard about that news conference that Goodell called out for with the news about someone took a selfie with Pete Carroll. And they took all the air out of Aaron Rodgers' footballs at halftime. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
I'm just joking around, having a little fun. And I got to thank Scott for that one because he always gives me some good material. But speaking of Deflategate and the New England Patriots, let's bring in Justin McKinney, comedian, actor, sports fan. Friend of mine, you name it. This guy's all over the map. If you haven't seen him on Comedy Central, just look him up, Justin McKinney. And it's not the way you think it would be spelled. It's J-U-S-T-O-N, not J-U-S-T-I-N. Justin, good morning, man. How are you, brother?
How are you, Andy? Great to talk to you.
Yeah, man. I got to talk to you last night a little bit on your way home from your gig, but today, a different situation. You know, we're talking some football here. New England Patriots, Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. a lot to talk about with this Deflategate thing. And the sad thing is the three of us are all on the same page. So if we want to keep rapping about this, we got to wait till next hour when we get that crazy guy from Los Angeles, California, Fred Wallen, because all he wants to do is talk about Bill Belichick and how he's a cheater and this and that and the other. The three of us are somewhat on the same page with this. I have a feeling. Deflategate to me is a joke. It's nonsense. We have 2 weeks between the Super Bowl and the championship games. Too much time for us to make up stories and make up storylines for this game. Can you put any light on this for us? I know how big of a Patriot fan you are. Tom Brady, in your humble estimation, in your opinion, would this guy ever do anything to take away from the NFL, to take away from the game, to basically have no respect for the NFL? Do you think that that's the type of guy Tom Brady is, Justin?
I don't at all, you know, and obviously you're going to see how this whole thing ends up playing out at the end. You know, too many times in these, look, we've seen the steroid thing. People say that I have never used performance, right? And then you find out that they were just flat out lying right to the camera, right? So this day and age, you know, who knows what to believe, but I don't want to believe it. I don't think it's true, and I'm a huge Tom Brady guy, obviously, being from New England. And you know what amazes me about the whole thing, Andy, is it's only, like, I don't know what the big deal is with, like, how much, like, why shouldn't the range of the PSI be just broadened? Like, just make it a little bigger, because why does it matter? If Aaron Rodgers likes it overinflated, and that's a disadvantage, why wouldn't the other players be like, hey, Aaron, we know you like the balls really inflated, but it's harder to catch, it's harder to grab. Like I don't see what the big deal is. If a ref can't pick up a ball and do a squeeze test with his hand, with his thumb and be like, something's not up, I mean, do you really think it's that big of a deal? That's where I am on this whole thing. Like, why does it matter? As long as the ball's not flat and he can throw it, who cares if it's got a little bit of, you know, 2 pounds per square inch less? You know what I mean? That's what's driving me nuts in this whole thing. And here's another issue. If it's 12, what's it supposed to be, 12.5 to 13.5? Is that what it's supposed to be?
It's between 12.5 and I believe 14.5. Is that correct, Jeff?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think it's a 2 pound.
Why wouldn't everybody just be like 12.5? You don't want it at the high end. It's such an advantage at the low end. But I don't think it is an advantage. So I think the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. And I've gotten in a couple Twitter battles with people over this. You know, I don't know if you've seen it. You know, I said it. You know, the whole thing's brought me to tears. And I don't know whether I should wipe my tears with one of my 6 AFC Championship T-shirts or one of my 3 Super Bowl champion sweatshirts. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm annoyed by it, but having a little fun with it. But I had a guy on Twitter yesterday throw out the Holocaust. People deny that that happened. I mean, did you just bring up the Holocaust in talking about footballs, the air of football?
No, I totally get where you're coming from, and we share a lot of the same thoughts. To me, it doesn't make sense, because when you think about it, each quarterback kind of likes their own – has their own twist on how they like to prepare their ball. So I totally get what you're saying. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. If the ball is totally filled up to the 14.5, it's a harder ball. When it hits the guy in the numbers, maybe that stings a little bit. And like you're saying, Aaron Rodgers throws such a hard ball in the first place. You know, why wouldn't his players say to him, you know, why don't you – take a little air out of the ball for us? I agree with you. This is complete nonsense. Another thing to think about here is weather, okay? When Tom Brady goes into that game and his ball is 12.5 to start out, who's to say that the weather doesn't deflate that ball a little bit? And then, like he says, he likes when Gronkowski spikes the ball and whatnot. Who's to say that that doesn't take a little bit of pressure out of the ball? And I think that, like what you said, hits the nail right on the head. Those officials are touching the ball every single opportunity that they have. In between every single play, they put that ball down. If they can't tell that the ball is losing air, then I don't know what the big deal is, like you're saying. I think it's just something made here just for a story, something out of nothing.
I think think it's because it's a rule. It's a rule, even if it's a dumb rule, and they end up changing it, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, they're making more rules for Brady. First it was the Tuck rule. Now it's the PSI rule, you know? But it's absolutely crazy to me. And, you know, I tweeted today that I think they should secretly, at the Pro Bowl, secretly, like that Folgers commercial, secretly replace the game ball with the so-called Brady balls and see if anybody even notices after the game. And I don't think anyone would notice. I mean, if you're holding them side by side, I think you can tell. But if you would just, if you just threw one to the guy and it was, I don't think Brunell could even tell if you handed him one without the other one, too. If you just had the one, he'd be like, it feels pretty good, feels right, feels okay. So it's so subtle, it's so minute that it's just been blown out of proportion because, let's face it, I mean, people hate the Patriots that aren't from New England, you know?
Well, but let's go a little further than that, Jeff, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Jeff. You can come in right after this. There has been the Spygate. There has been some things that the Patriots have done that are a little dicey, to say the least. You know, I'm not so upset with the formations that they were running against the Ravens and whatnot. However, Spygate is Spygate, and to me, that was a form of cheating. But on the other hand, that doesn't mean that everything that this guy does is cheating. And I think that that's where people are getting a little bit insane with this whole thing. When it comes to Belichick, not everything is cheating. Some of it I give the guy, you know what, he's a little smarter than the average Joe. And you know what, if it's the NFL's mistake on certain things that he's capitalizing on, so be it. And I'll give the guy a little bit of pat on the shoulder and say, you know what, you're more creative and you're a little bit smarter than the next guy. So that's somewhat on the NFL. But Spygate was Spygate, and that is what it is. Jeff, go ahead, Justin. Go ahead, man.
Okay, no, I was going to say one thing on Spygate, Andy, was after Spygate, that they won, they had the perfect season, and it took, what, the miracle catch from the Giants, or that would have been the perfect season, the best season of any team ever, and that was all after Spygate. Not to say that it wasn't cheating, but if I understood it correctly, Stephen A. Smith was explaining this just a week or two ago on First Take. He was basically saying that what they did was, everyone was doing it, there's locations where you were allowed to put the cameras. You can put it in place A, but not place B, and they had put it in place B after they had been warned. That's the way he explained it on First Take, so he was pretty much saying, this isn't a felony. You know, Bettis had come out and said that they're known felons, and then Stephen A. Smith was like, well, I don't think they're felons, maybe misdemeanors. You know, so, yes, do I think it was a little bit, but I just think, like, to totally taint and then say that they've done nothing else, I mean, it's a little, but, I mean, it's a valid point. I understand why people are upset, but go ahead, man.
Yeah. Jeff, go ahead, man.
You know, here's something I haven't heard yet in this whole thing with the deflated balls. You know, the story's about a week old now. Is that in football compared to baseball, you know, where they mud up the baseballs? We see Joe Negro, among others, get thrown out of the game for having a nail file for doctoring the baseball. You know, the NBA tried a plastic, like almost toy-like basketball, and the players hated it, so they got rid of it. But in football, because you carry the ball and it's not putting the ball into a net or, you know, or hitting it out of the park, football, the ball itself is probably the least significant ball in all of the in all five of the major sports.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl, and to me, that's when you develop stories like this so that we can keep all of us entertained. Hey, Justin, do you have a little bit more time to spend with us? I kind of want to get into a little bit of the game and whatnot and some other things, and then let you kind of tell us what you got coming up here in the next couple few weeks. So keep it close. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports. Justin McKinney joining us, and Jeff Rich, as he does each and every week. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for doing his thing, a little baseball. And we haven't talked much hockey with that guy, so we got to do that too. Hanging out with Justin McKinney still, actor, comedian. If you haven't seen him on Comedy Central, if you haven't checked him out, Google him, check him out, and it's J-U-S-T-O-N, not J-U-S-T-I-N. Justin,
I'm impressed that you remember that, Andy.
Yeah, you know what? I don't forget a lot of things, to be honest with you. And guys like you that make an impression on me, I really don't forget. Quick story, because we only have a couple seconds left here. Jeff, I met Justin years back now. How many years is it now, Justin? It's got to be 7 years at least.
I was going to say a little more. I was going to say 8 or 9 anyway.
Okay, so somewhere in the 7 to 10 year range is when I met Justin. He and John DiResta came in town. They were doing the Good Cop, Bad Cop comedy tour, and they spent a couple hours with me doing the show, and we just had a blast. And you know what? To be honest with you, that's the one thing I truly enjoy about what I get to do is I get to meet guys like you. And have the opportunity to hang out with you and develop friendships and relationships, Justin. I can't tell you how much it means to me. I don't know if you're busy, but I'd like you to come back in the next hour, talk to us a little bit about what you got going on, and obviously to continue breaking down sports with us. So do you have a little bit more time to spend with us?
I do. Yeah, I just got my oldest son just has a big jump rope show today. So he's quite the athlete.
Sounds good. So
that's a little bit later, though, so I get a little time.
Keep it close. Justin McKinney is going to hang out. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, people. We'll be right back.